Welcome to The Point for May 5th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. A majority of Americans say it is more important to make sure as few people as possible get sick during the coronavirus outbreak. That is according to a new poll from Monmouth University. Meanwhile, one third of Americans prioritize the economy not going into a deep and lengthy downturn. That public support for continuing to prioritize public health ties into another important set of numbers, the projected death toll caused by the coronavirus. An influential coronavirus model often cited by the White House is now forecasting that 134,000 people will die of COVID-19 in the United States. That is nearly double its previous prediction. That forecast went up because of relaxed social distancing and increased mobility throughout the U.S. It's because states like Florida, Colorado, Indiana, Nebraska, and South Carolina eased restrictions in an attempt to revive a sputtering economy and calm, restless residents. It goes to show an important balance throughout this pandemic. There was a quick shutdown throughout the U.S. economy to help stop the spread of the virus. Now, some people are eager for businesses to open up, so much so that they are protesting at state capitals around the country. But polling continues to show that these protesters are not in the majority. And just because businesses are opening up does not guarantee a stream of reliable customers. For now, we will not know the full impact on these states that have reopened. Health officials say it will take at least 2 or 3 weeks before we could see an increase in the number of infections, because it takes time for individuals to infect others and for them to display symptoms. Let's get to the point. The push and pull between public health and the economy is playing out before our eyes. And polling right now shows that the majority of Americans are on the side of public health. And that is The Point for May 5th, 2020. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.